Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Lord, as we step into this coming new year, help us to recognize the eternal rewards of submitting to your perfect work in our lives as we invest this time in your presence today.
Oh.
Father, you are the potter. We are the clay. As our Creator, you have a plan in mind as you allow us to be molded and shaped by your loving hands into a vessel that can be used by you in the lives of those around us, that they may see you in us, and that we might serve others, that they might see good works in us and glorify you. And Lord, as you are working in and through us, we want the results of that perfect work to be our mission, our goal in life. And Lord, during the process, purify our hearts by the testing fires of this life. And just as the heat purifies metals, Lord, we want to be a holy and acceptable sacrifice to you. And Lord, we know that times can be hard. When they are, help us to call upon you, that by prayer and thanksgiving we can make our request known to you, and your peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Savior. You have promised that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish your purpose through it. So now, as we invest this hour in your word, spoken and in song, speak to us, and then help us to obey your instructions. We praise you in advance for what you are doing by grace and through your love to us. Amen.
You have filled my life until I overflow. All I have is yours to you. In any way you choose, you are Lord of all, so how can I say no? How can I say no?
Jesus, his
Thank you for investing these precious moments with us in God's presence during Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind, to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Thank you for your letters and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
She goes away for a while, leaving everything she knows. She's done it before, but this time it's a different story. The journey to take part in the vision she sees for you. Give me a servant's heart to show your love to all. Give me a vision on how to follow through. A foreign land, challenges unknown, situations that we can't comprehend. Families willing to sacrifice to reach out and lend a helping hand. They have servants' hearts, a mission to take.
This is your call to worship and praise.
grass is long and you're losing your song in the night. You can be sure that the Lord has his hand on you. Safe and secure, he will never abandon you. You are his treasure and he finds his pleasure in
when we can't
begin. When ours comes to an end, He hears our humble cry and proves again His strength is perfect when our strength is gone. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. Raised in His power, the weak become strong. His strength is perfect.
His strength is perfect.
In these precious and few moments, before we step into a new year, let us be careful to watch for God's fingerprints on our lives. Expect Him to have a work in and around you so that everything that touches us, that affects us, will draw us closer to Him, to increase our faith as we see Him, who He is, and what He's doing. Let's begin with Romans chapter 8, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. For God knew His people in advance, and He chose them to become like His Son, so that His Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, He called them to come to Him. And having called them, He gave them right standing with Himself. And having given them right standing, He gave them His glory. As we watch God at work in and around us, we read in James chapter 1, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Being born again is part of the process of God's perfect work in our lives. We see God strengthening our faith through trials as we grow. Look at 1 Peter, first chapter, beginning with verse 6. "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world." As this perfect work is taking place in us, He gives us His peace as our patience grows. Romans 5, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. As the prophet Jeremiah laments over his people, their history, and their present condition, we can see what makes us who we are and what things in this world are against us. God's compassions never fail. We have fresh instances every morning. What we have and experience on earth are perishing things, but God is a portion forever. It is best for us to receive comfort and satisfaction as we hope, and quietly to wait for the salvation of the Lord. Afflictions do and will work very much for our good. Listen to a small portion of Jeremiah's observations, found in Lamentations, the 3rd chapter. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Folks, to get a proper perspective on this perfect work that God is leading us through and the results we expect, I really appreciate the words of Paul found in his second letter to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We now have this light shining in our lights, in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constant danger of death, because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believed in God, so I spoke. We know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving and God will receive more and more glory. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Friends, please think on these things. As you walk day by day through the good and bad things that we experience in this new year, 2018, let this mind be in you. The things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever.
So we cry and sigh, then try again. before. We find His truth is the same as it's always been. We never will need more. It's not in trying, but in trusting. Not in running, but in resting.
In a world of self-centered interests, where the losers are the weak and poor, and peace just a pause in the conflict, as the parties rearm for more, can peace be found, and does it last? Can the Prince of Peace heal my soul? Can He forgive all my sin? Can the God of peace make me whole?
He is our peace. He is our peace. Making enemies His friends.
He gives His peace.
where the winners are the weak and poor. There is peace to be had for the asking when he stands and knocks at your door. He gave his life in atonement so that we could be righteous in him. As we forgive those who offend, we reflect his image to them.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we've been looking at His perfect work in our lives. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry. Thank you in advance. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Assurance control. soul.